Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter. At BBMS1057, the fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
American lawmakers, we are so tight-ass sometimes. And there's so many stupid ones. I could argue. I mean, I could go into the whole war on drugs and marijuana being, you know, in the same category as psychedelics and all these things that just, you know, seem ridiculous to me. One that affects everybody, or people with children anyway, is this issue. I went to dinner. We played golf. I played the golf on Saturday. My friend and his son, who's 16, I guess, 15, 16, go to an Italian restaurant. We couldn't get a table. A very long wait. The bar was open. Three of us sit at the bar, give us menus. Then they card the kid. So, well, I'm not of age. Oh, you guys can't sit here. And I knew, I had a feeling it was coming because it happens everywhere. So, okay. So we went next door to another restaurant. It just made me so angry. It's the stupidest thing ever. You can't sit there. Not that you're going to drink. You can't even sit there. Then the three of us sat at a table in the restaurant next door. Me and the dad had martinis. I could have given him my whole drink. He actually did sip it to see what it tasted like because he never had gin.
Yeah.
What? How stupid is this? Why? Especially the kids in front of you. You can see if, because I had a friend. He had an underage girl with him. She was like 18 or 19, whatever, not 21. Bartender saw her sip his drink. She came over and said, don't ever do that again. That's fine.
Okay.
But you're sitting at the bar. Why could you? This reminds me of COVID. If you remember, when you had a mask, you had the mask up. If you're sitting at the bar, you didn't have to wear a mask. Right. If you're standing up, you had to put it on.
I can't get you when you're sitting. That's a well-known fact.
How about Augusta? They told me, this is years ago, they told me Robbie couldn't sit at the bar because he didn't have a driver's license. I said, this is a state-issued identification. Huh? It has to be a driver's license. I said,
really?
He can't drive. He legally cannot drive. He won't get a driver's license. And the guy kept telling me, it has to be a driver's license. I said, you're stupid and we're not getting up. You're stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid. This is what I'm talking about.
I said, you're stupid and we're not getting up. We're not
he's driving. He's not driving.
He can't drive.
Yes.
He legally cannot drive.
Right.
So he won't have his state. And this is when real ID first came out, and he had a real ID.
Right.
Mm. Right, dude, this is a real ID. It says his birthday. He's 20. I think he was 22 at the time, maybe 23. So when you talk, I said, you're stupid. Well, I'm not getting up because this is a state issue ID.
And this is what I'm talking about. I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, you go into the movies you can't go into without a parent if you're underage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why is this different? If the parents say, if the parent wants the kid to have a sip of alcohol, is that your business?
Well,
Jeremy Cohn, who gets your shovel?
Does he get to drive home? No, he's not old enough to. My shovel goes to Sean O'Malley and other fighters. Because I'm kind of curious if there is something to this. Ed, you boxed. Sean O'Malley said that he hadn't masturbated in over a year before his fight last night.
I had boxed, but he also masturbated. Yeah. So how does he go into that?
I didn't say he had to box and masturbate at the same time.
It's hard with the gloves.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Don't mash it. Salt the snail. Salt the snail. Don't mash it. Sorry. The point is with this, like Sean, I've got us both covered, man. You can take off next year too. They say you're supposed to ejaculate 23 times a month for, you know, safe prostate health. Yeah. No. I'm already on December. So if anybody needs me to step up, let me know. But do you buy into this, Ed?
No, like
fasting from sex or anything of that nature, that it all of a sudden helps you in
fasting
fight?
From sex?
You
don't
abstaining?
You don't eat?
Yeah, you don't eat. You don't eat either.
Fasting? You fast from sex? How do you?
These are the sex fasts.
You mean
abstinence?
He's on the floor. Will you fast from sex?
Yeah. It's fastenance, not abstinence. It's fastenance.
Oh my God.
Go ahead and finish.
This is why I don't talk for a living. I do.
Fast for sex, you moron.
You got what I was saying.
Yes, we did. That's why we said something.
Jeremy, I'm never going to fast from sex. It's part of it.
I can't breathe. My head feels light. I'm going to go masturbate real quick. No, but I just think that's one of the dumbest things, to think that this pent-up frustration comes out in the ring.
My shovel goes to Walmart. So I ordered something, a television stand. I might still put my TV on, mounted to the wall, but I still need the stand for my gaming and all that stuff. I ordered it. I also paid to have them assemble it. They said it was coming on June 25th within a time frame. So I arranged my entire day for the future for June 25th. It came while I was on the West Coast.
Oh.
When I got home, it was on my porch.
The lucky
so
still there.
Not only did they, I'm not worried about that because where I live, not only did they deliver it way ahead of time, but what about the money that I paid for you to assemble it?
Well, they didn't assemble it.
No, it's in the box. Oh. That's why they get the shovel. They didn't. I'm not giving them a shovel because they delivered it early. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm giving them the shovel because they delivered it while I'm not home and they didn't assemble it and I paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come on my time, the 25th. I'll wait till the 25th because
sure.
I rearranged during the time that you said you were coming. We're not rearranging this thing. I paid for this thing, the extra money for it to be assembled. Because you said you were coming at this time on the 25th of June. Yet you delivered to my house on the 7th? When I'm not home?
Yeah.
I'm in Sacramento, California?
It would have been great if they put it together on your porch.
And nobody... No, it would have been great.
You couldn't bring it in the house.
No, it's small enough. Okay. Well, I could have. I would have been all right with that. Because my number one thing is, I could have gone to Walmart and picked this thing up myself.
Of course.
I got it delivered because they were supposed to assemble it. I didn't pay that much money for the actual. I'm not putting it together. Man, I'm at that age right now.
I don't
feel like it.
No, yeah. Disassemble.
I'm not. I didn't move my own stuff. I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The beds, I didn't put that together. I didn't put anything. I'm not doing any of it. I'm not. I want to come home. I want it done. I want to lay down. I want to go to bed.
Yep.
I want my TV stand together. I don't want to have to look at putting the letters and the numbers together. I'm not doing any of that.
No, I get it.
Too old for that.
Those things piss me off. Like when you order or you pay for next day shipping, so you buy a whatever. You buy a hoodie. You buy a hoodie, next day shipping because you really want it because you're going somewhere. It doesn't come for 5 days.
Yeah.
And you paid an extra like $15, $10.
Absolutely.
It's like, wait a minute.
And how much you think I paid to have this thing assembled?
That's right. $50
Exactly. Yeah. It was $55. Yeah. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello. Hey, good morning, man. Hello.
Hello.
I want to give a shovel out to the post lady that delivered mail around my way, man.
What'd she do?
Man, look, I was sitting on the front Friday. This dude came and bought two heavy packages, right? So my mother said, where'd he come from? I said, I don't know, man. The note said that the package was too heavy to deliver, right? So this is my thing, right? Hey, you need to go find you a new job, and you can't lift up the package. They ain't like it's Amazon, like you got to go through this and that. You know what I mean? Just come on. Then it took 2 weeks, and every time I stood on the steps, chill, never delivered no mail to me, so I don't know what's going on, man.
But hey, Trippy, I don't have nothing good to say about the post office, man. Nothing.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't have nothing to say about them, man.
Have a great day.
You too.
See you, man.
I don't mess with them. I don't mess with the post office, man. I do everything I can with somebody else if I can.
Yeah.
I'll get Amazon to do it. I'll get UPS to do it. I'll get FedEx to do it. I'll get anybody else to do it if I can, other than them. When Masson sends me something from Camden Street to Essex, it takes a week.
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah. This is we could talk about this for a whole second. This is my pet peeves.
You think you should fast from using USPS?
That's what I want to.
Yeah, that's what
Essex is the right. Freaking Pony Express.
He could order something within the zip code sometimes. It could take a week. I ordered something from England. Came 2 days later.
Yeah.
I just ordered clothes from Portugal last summer. 3 days it was here. Yeah, 3 days.
You know why? Because it wasn't initiated by the U.S. Post Office.
Yes.
That's why.
DHL is the best.
Exactly.
They are. They're amazing.
I know y'all mad me talking about you. I don't care. I'm mad.
DSLs aren't bad either. Boom. Oh, sorry. I was thinking about, you know what?
Talk about fasting again?
I'm going to fast from the show.
Yeah, Ryan Ripken joins us at 7:45. I'll tell you later. But on the other side, reaction to Jeremy Fowler's report on the Rashad Bateman deal. This thing didn't start the way I thought it started. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
So this only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is fascinating. What led to his contract extension was that he was almost traded during this offseason because he went to the Ravens, wanted a new deal. They essentially said no, but they gave him permission to seek a trade. So he went out on the open market, talked to teams, and I was told there were several involved or had interest. Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers. So he saw he had a market.
Yeah.
The Ravens saw that and said, okay, we'll just pay you instead. We won't trade you.
That was Jeremy Fowler from ESPN on Friday, NFL Live. The Ravens, I guess it backfired on them, Jeremy. Hey, go on out there and see what your market is.
Oh, damn.
Oh, you have a market? Okay. About 3 years, $36.75 million. That's not how I thought this went. And I thought the way I assumed this went was He got that 1 year deal last year, or that small deal last year, because he didn't file his paperwork on time. The Ravens gave him the deal. And then they said, you know what? Because we did that and it didn't go well, here you go. It didn't go that way at all.
No, it didn't. It's always kind of satisfying when that happens, though. It's got to be, because it happened to me.
Ravens messed around and found out.
Yes.
Oh, you love that when it works out? Yeah, go. Well, we want to see what you're worth. Oh, you're worth that much? Okay. All right. I guess we'll pay you that.
It happened to me here.
Yeah.
Somebody was not here. Was really playing dirty hardball with me. Like, we had a contract time, and I said, I'm not signing that. He said, well, go see what you get fine elsewhere. I go, okay. Within a day, I had an offer sheet. Gave it to him. They almost choked. Matched it, because they had a right to match, so I stayed here. And then got mad at me. Why would you do that? Why would you even do that? Why? I swear to you, he said that. Why would you go there? And ask, you told me to.
That was my favorite. Is like, I had something similar. And Rob, I don't know if you've had something similar like this, where it was, I got offered something, got the contract to sign down and sign it. Like, hey, I'd sign that tomorrow. They bring it in and it's about 30% less across the board than what they told me. And I said, that's it. I'm hiring an agent. Best decision ever made in my life.
It's not the same person, though, you two are talking about.
No.
Because the person he's talking about, you know, I didn't have that experience with him. I had the experience with the person you're talking about.
Oh, I had the experience with him, the person he's talking about.
I didn't.
I did.
See, the guy you're talking about?
I wouldn't piss on that guy if he was on fire. I don't care.
I wouldn't either.
Oh.
I'd throw water on him. You know what I mean? You put a blanket over top of him. Get it out of him. Get it out.
I want a blanket fast.
And then I pee on that blanket.
No. He gets a 3-year, $36.75 million extension. The Ravens said, oh, okay, we didn't. I mean, this goes back to what we've been saying all along. Rashad Bateman is a good receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good receiver. And I don't know what it is with people keep dogging this guy.
Yeah.
Undervaluing him.
Well, and again, like, if you wanted to tell me he was often injured, okay, I'm listening to you, because so far that's what he's been. He's had injury issues. But we've brought this up before. What if it is a situation like Manny Machado where, yeah, he got hurt early and he don't get hurt no more?
He hasn't been hurted lately.
Knock on wood. I'm not trying to have anything happen to him. But the fact of the matter is, this guy in an offense that is not, for the longest period of time, has not been a high passing offense, and it still isn't. It's just more efficient with the passes that they throw.
A big play passing offense.
Oh, they, Warren Sharp put out something this weekend again where it's like, if you want to look at big play, there's the Ravens and then there's everyone else.
Right.
And I mean a wide gap. So Rashad Bateman is a big part of that. The Ravens ended up getting him on the cheap because of that goofy, you know, missing the date of turning some paperwork in. He signs the cheap deal. I thought initially it's like, hey, you outperformed that.
Yeah.
We know what happened. We're giving you a little bit of money, but it's like, hey, see what you can get. That's kind of how the Ravens have done business. Didn't they tell Ed Reed and Ray Lewis to go look for
Ray found out it was cold out there, and he came back and signed their deal.
But you also have a guy at the end of his career, towards the end of his career, and another one that's probably coming into his prime.
I just don't understand how you would tell Rashad Bateman to go out there and seek a deal. Seek a trade. You don't think anybody's going to trade for him?
I think they wanted to see what he... Remember, we heard Dallas was talking about trading for him. We were like,
so did New England and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
You don't... There are teams out there that need wide receivers.
He can play. Again, he's one of the guys in the league in the top 10 in separation. He makes things happen. The only thing that was going on before were injuries, and that he and Lamar couldn't get on the same page, whether that's when Greg Roman was here. And look at the way the offense has taken off since he's left.
Greg Roman?
I think we proved everything. Look, in 2 years when the Chargers go, hey, Greg, thanks so much, man. We really appreciate it. And then they bring in somebody and you see that offense.
I don't understand why people didn't understand it was Greg Roman. Come on, dude. He's running a... You know, Steve Smith said, you know, he got receivers running into one another. Remember, Lamar was throwing a ball and it was two receivers standing next to one another.
Yes. Like, how does that happen?
Because they don't have any concept of a professional route tree.
No.
None.
They run no combo routes.
None.
They ran none. There's no routes to set up other people in routes in that offense. It's just like... It was almost like he set up the running game and the blocking scheme and goes, yeah, you go here, you go there.
Like in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go along.
I remember thinking, man, we never get anybody wide open on our offense. Now, guess what? We get people wide open in his offense.
All the time.
And Rashad Bateman is one of those guys. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for him too, but, Mom, that's a head scratcher with the Ravens who normally make good decisions. And no way in the world I'm telling Rashad Bateman. I'm going to give Rashad Bateman a contract and not let him go seek a trade. I'm like, you may have been able to get away with 3 years, $29, $30 million.
Damn.
You had to bump it up because you had to mess around and let the guy find a deal.
Well, it's worked for him before. Like, what'd you find out? Oh, you're...
Surprise!
Yeah, I'm going to need a raise, guys.
Hey, DaCosta, did your phone ring? No, I didn't phone. Oh, my phone's ringing. That's Jerry Jones. Yeah, he wants to talk to you.
He wants a little glory the whole time. What? What's Jerry want?
410-583-1057 is the number. I'm with you, too. I'm happy for Bateman. I love it when the players go out and win. I do. Now, the NFL has the owners and the front office has all the power. Largely because your union gives it to them.
I love
when a player goes out and wins.
I love when a guy bets on himself. That's why I have so much respect for Flacco. Remember, he didn't like the offers he was getting. He played his last year.
Yep.
They win, and it's like, pay me. And we found out they shouldn't have paid him as much.
Yeah, they were right the first time.
Yeah, but you win a Super Bowl, and you have a little bit more clout.
World of Stupid at 8:15, but on the other side, can we still call the 4-2 road trip a success despite losing the series to the A's? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Guys, I'm going to get out of here at 9 o'clock. Got a golf tournament to go to. Healing Foundation.
Good cause.
Good, great cause, man. I love them. Let me give you something about Sutter Health Park. Do you remember the play Saturday when Dylan Carlson was going back to the wall and it looked like he kind of stumbled and lost track of the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sitting there thinking, well, why was he feeling for the wall? He doesn't know what a wall is. Dylan Carlson's a good outfielder. So I said it out loud. And someone said, you know, that from Sacramento said, well, you know how warning track is longer than most warning tracks. I said, why? They said, because it's making it like they are the minor league system, the Rivercats, who play there, are the Giants. And the Giants have a big warning track.
So that's what they want.
So, and it made sense to me because when Dylan Carlson was going back, you saw him reach. And Ed, have you ever reached for something that wasn't there and you kind of stumble?
Yes.
He reached. He's been playing the outfield all his life. You know how many steps you have before you get to a wall. So he's thinking, okay, the wall's here. He reaches back for it. It's not there. And he gets turned around. Another situation is the mound sucks. Zach Wheeler complained about the mound. Someone from the Twins, they came up with an arm injury after pitching there. And the Twins said that mound is rocky and hard to get adjusted to. And if you throw certain pitches, you use more arm than you normally use because you can't push off right on that mound. They also added more dirt in the front of home plate because the ball was bouncing so high that it was all infield hit and single, so they had to adjust the dirt in front. And I said it on air. I got somebody put it on Twitter. I don't understand. I went before the game and I asked the grounds crew, are you all the Rivercats grounds crew, or is this the grounds crew they brought from Oakland? They said, no, we're the Rivercats ground crew. Why would you have a minor league grounds crew for major league?
I saw it posted somewhere.
There's no full-time grounds crew. Nicole Sherry's people aren't full-time, but we know she is. They don't have one there. You got minor league accommodations for a major league baseball team. And I can't tell you how many ground balls I've seen this weekend that bounce, stayed low. It was tricky out there.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes
I'm not making fun of them. I'm not making excuses. Just saying, you know.
Well, it's just another. I mean, what have the Oakland A's been? Same thing that Cincinnati's been in the NFL is that they're cheap. It's a cheaper organization. That's why it's one of the reasons why right now you're playing at a minor league stadium, you know, because of all the things that have gone on in Oakland and you didn't want to be there. You want to move to Vegas.
Yeah. So. Yeah. This is what Jim Palmer had to say after the Rivera play.
Over the course of the 3 days here in Sacramento, we have seen interesting bounces both on the grass and the outfield grass and on the infield clay.
Well, they talked about that. You know, very fast infield, maybe, you know, a little rougher than normal. But I would think if you're going to play major league games here, you would have the appropriate groundskeeper. And I'm not saying that the groundskeeper are bad, but if they're complaining about it, hey, fix it. This is the big leagues. But again, Rivera doesn't play a lot of first base. At third base, he's been exquisite. That's a ball he should have flagged.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Ed in Towson. What's up, Ed? Ed?
Hello. Let's try this again. Ed in Towson.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Rashawn, put Ed on the phone.
None of them are working right now.
Uh-oh.
We got a situation.
Now Rob can't leave at 9.
Call the show without calls.
Well, hey, I was going to ask you about, do you feel like there's a difference in the clubhouse now? Like, is it totally different? Is it the same kind of mentality that they've had? They're just winning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're losing and all of a sudden you start winning, is it going to be different? Your mood's going to change.
Well, I'm saying outside of the mood, but like, is it, because we were talking to Ryan O'Hearn, what was it, about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, talking about how everything's going wrong. And he's like, look, we just keep plugging away. It's not a switch that you flip and all of a sudden you're good again. It's just, it takes time. You need everything to come together. Right. Guys are out there grinding at bats. Sometimes you're trying to ambush. And then before you know it, you're like, we're in the third inning and the starting pitcher has 22 pitches. You know, like, we got to get to the bullpen. We got to do something. We got to get guys on base. We got to make them work.
I don't think their approach at the plate has changed, to be honest with you. It's the same approach that it's been. During that winning streak, when they were winning, it was more pitching. They weren't scoring a lot of runs at all. I haven't scored over 5 runs in a game in how long? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So it's not the offense. It was the offense is still not very good.
No, yesterday was an example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the pitching that's carried them. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Your starter, he gave up 4 runs. That's not a good performance. But he gave up 4 runs and it looked like his team had no chance to win. They gave up 5 runs and they were never in the ball game. So it's not really the offense that has done anything. It's the pitching.
I get it, man. I can totally see when you're looking at the way things have gone. We've talked about it with there are certain teams in the league. The Yankees at one point, they weren't scoring runs, for over a good period of time. Now, they ran in the Red Sox, and as I wrote up yesterday, I don't know what it is. Every time the Red Sox and Yankees play a 3-game set, either all of them are dominant pitching performances or every game's 10-7.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who starts. Like yesterday, you had two good – Carlos Rodon's going for the Yankees, and I know they had the youngster going for the Red Sox, but on Saturday, you had Garrett Crochet. Look, bink, there you go. It's been crazy to look at baseball this year and how teams have been. We're not the only ones have been on the roller coaster ride. We were just on a downswing for a long time.
Yeah, trying to come up, trying to get on that upswing for an extended period of time. It doesn't seem like it's possible at all. But the question is, do you still see this as a success? They went 4-2, considering they lost a series, Ed, to the A's.
The road trip was a success, of course. I mean, if you come 4-2 to a two series, that's a really good success. I mean, if you split on the road, it's considered successful. That's what you want. You want to win at home and split on the road. They win on the road. The problem is it's still 12 games in the 500. So it's just, I think there's the disappointment. The hole that was dug was so deep that, you have this great run now, the White Sox, the Mariners, and then you take one against the A's. But, I mean, I don't know.
When you get a deficit like that, it's because you did things bad things went bad for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, you got to give it the same amount of time to get out of that deficit, out of that hole. I mean,
yeah.
You're talking about 2 weeks of good baseball versus 2 months of bad baseball.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you owe me 6 more weeks.
Well, you're right. I was just looking around because I'm trying to, see what the possibilities are and get optimistic. I just looked at the Tigers who were tearing it up this year. Last year, and Rashawn's brought a similar stat up. A different time. I looked up how they were after July of last year. They were 52-57. They were below 500 team. 5 games below after July. So you head into the last 2 months of the season. Then they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, remember, they talked about maybe trading Tarek Skubal.
That's right.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about
it. I just happened to look up their record and just, yeah, they had a losing record and then they were going to the playoffs. So there were 12 games on there, but there were five, but it was much later in the season.
Corbin Burns' season is over after an elbow injury. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Ryan Ripken joins us to talk some baseball up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And joining us right now, Ryan Ripken, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. What's going on, Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, we got some phone issues.
We do have some phone issues.
We don't get to rip it with Ryan.
I think if Joe does it, it may work. Ryan, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, he's there now. What's going on, man? How are you?
Joe's ripping it.
I'm good. You know, I was telling Joe, the Bluetooth's figured out. Of course it wasn't, but my bad, guys, but always great talking to
you. No, it's not you, it's us.
Monday mornings.
It's us. And Ryan, we asked this question earlier. We'll ask it of you. Orioles go 4-2 on the West Coast swing, but is it bittersweet considering they lost 2 of 3 to the A's?
It definitely, for some fans I know, could probably take the wind out of your sails where you're like, hey, the O's are back, right? They're going to go on this run. And then A's team that going into that series had won like 2 games out of their last 20, right? They take 2 of 3. But I do agree, and I saw Manzo's comments after. You know, you still are leaving the trip with a winning record coming off of the road trip. And that's a positive.
Yes.
It's not what you want. But if you're able to put together winning trips over and over and over again, you can start to get back in it. It would have been phenomenal to go 5-1 on the trip, but it is what it is. I think what I hope now for the Orioles, regardless of how people feel, you got to go and replicate what you did for the last, 12, 13 games where you've had success. Can you come back and continue that? That, to me, is going to be more important than how this finals game ended up in Sacramento.
Yep, totally agree. I got something off the Oriole path right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people are going to, fans at least, are going to learn to look at baseball differently, the way the game has changed with, you know, it's, now batting average is not stressed so much, you know, as much as on base percentage and OPS and things like that. And because I'm just looking, it's brought to my attention here. Skeens is just, he's been pitching like lights out. I mean,
he's got an ERA in the
188.
Yeah, and one win.
It's just, he's had one win since I don't know when. It's just ridiculous. He's got a losing record. He's got an ERA of 188. They never score for him. Do wins and losses even matter anymore with pitchers? We saw, I mean, DeGrom win it with, I think, a losing record years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there are so many things that are in the control of the pitcher, and then there are some things that are just fully out of control. You know, and that's where you can't control how many runs your team is going to be able to put up, and is that pitcher that your team's facing, is he going out there and putting up a ton of zeros, which it seems like every time that Paul Skeens pitches, the Pirates, they're allergic to scoring a lot of runs, right? So I do like the fact I still have a value for wins. You know, I still like the fact, because more so for me, it's like a psychological thing. The team knows that whether you're going out there and pitching a gem or when you're on the mound, your team wins. Mm-hmm. There is something to that, because I can speak to it. Like, you know, I've talked to certain guys who were more, let's just say, pedestrian on the ERA scale. But when they went on the mound, the team around were like, hey, we win when he pitches. There's just some weird sense of it. I'll say that. But I feel for Skeens on that, because for him specifically, wins shouldn't matter for him. He's doing exactly his part. So that's why there's a value to me, but it shouldn't be stressed as much, because there is so much out of control for those guys.
Well, let me put you on the spot, and I know you're not going to have the answer because we're all guessing. Come trade deadline, are we buyers, sellers, indifferent? What are your thoughts?
Well, we're going right into it, huh? Yeah. You know, I think that the team, I think they're going to be retooling. So whether that means that they're going to fully sell or maybe buy to an extent, like, that's just kind of how I feel. That's at least what I hope, because I think you have to draw a line in the sand here at some point and go, all right, I want to get a lot of value back. But if we just sell off everybody, can you replicate those players? And I think that's my biggest concern with the O's, where we've seen this. The prospects, it's an unproven situation, if you know what I mean, right? So you don't know who's going to work, who's not going to work. Who do you want to see longer term? I think those are questions that you have to keep into consideration. I do feel that they're going to, if it's this way, and some team goes, well, man, Sagano, Eflin, even O'Hearn, which I don't want to see, you know, all those guys move per se. But if someone comes and gives the O's a really good offer, just like they did back in 2022, you're gonna have to take a deal. But mm-hmm. I think retool is the key, not a rebuild. You don't need prospects that are gonna help you in 2 or 3 or 4 years. You need guys that are going to help you get back to being a playoff caliber, challenging for the AL East type of team next year.
Ryan Ripken joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ryan, it's hard to really pat somebody on the back who batting average is .227, but like Ed alluded to, that's not the end-all be-all. You look at what Adley Rutschman has done since the end of May. His OPS has gone from .632 to .695. His slugging from .332 to .374. His on-base percentage from .300 to .321. Those numbers have steadily climbed up. It looks like Adley's starting to come out of it a little bit.
Yeah, he definitely is. And, you know, from people want to talk about the toe tap to more of a slight little, I wouldn't even call it like a full leg kick, but picking his leg up, he's trying to change his timing. And when I was watching all of it, you know, there was a little bit of a mechanical thing with Adley, but, you know, for sure there was a lot of the mental side for him, because he had some bad luck to start off, and then you weren't having the success. You know, and that's why one thing I understand when they say expected batting average, you should be hitting better. As a hitter, to me, that doesn't make me feel any better. If the ball doesn't drop and it's not a hit, it can defeat you. And that felt like it was happening for Adley over and over again. But I do think he's coming out of it. He's got a gray eye at the plate. He's been having competitive at-bats, but not the results. But now you're starting to hit. I got still full faith of Adley Rutschman as a hitter. I know he's dealing with a lot in that regard. Maybe we just need to – the Orioles need to play every road game in Seattle moving forward. Maybe that would solve the whole problem.
Good.
But I do think that people got to stick with Adley and realize he has a tremendous talent at the plate. And if he can get going, I don't think it's a correlation. When he hits, the Orioles typically do well. And I know that he's felt that pressure here over the last year plus when the team's had their struggles.
Hey, Ryan, last year – the Tigers were 52-57 going into August. Five games below 500. They end up 86-76 and make the playoffs in a wild card berth. Is there anything you've been seeing just watching this team now with some return of some players or anything that indicates they could do this, or am I just having fun with stats?
No, I mean, you know what? I say it all the time, and Lloyd Christmas coined it in Dumb and Dumber, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah.
there's always a chance. Now, would they have to do something historic because of the start that the Orioles had, even though it was just by a game worse, make the playoffs with the record? I forget the exact timeline of what the record was for the Orioles. Yeah, they're going to have to go and really play some good baseball. But when you look at the guys, and you look at the team, you say, can this lineup put up some numbers? The answer is yes, they can. Can the bullpen, which we've seen for the most part on that road trip, can they get back to form? Yes, but it's going to have to be with the starting pitching. The correlation, when the Orioles starters went deeper into the games and the game was close, the team found a way to win. If the starters can't do that, it's going to be really, really challenging for the ball club. But we saw they can go on these runs. But now, can you consistently do this as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline and then beyond, and then we can really see what they can do.
And for the record, just so people know, the Tigers did it by going 34-19 in the last 2 months.
I got worms, Ryan. I got worms. Sorry.
Ryan, tell us all about the podcast, Ryan.
I got the Ryan Ripken Show every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Since we're talking about batting averages and hitting, I had Will the Thrill Clark on this past Sunday. So he was great if you want to hear some tidbits on that, and I'm ripping it with Ryan 12-2 every Friday on the Fan. So, and Baltimore baseball tonight. So I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it, Ryan.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us at 8:45. But on the other side, Corbin Burns, his season is over after an elbow injury that will require Tommy John surgery. Oh man, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.